Hi, I'm Larry Magid with CBS News and CNET. There are a growing number of services and software products designed to monitor what kids are doing online, particularly on social networking sites like Facebook. These products typically look for antisocial behavior, bullying, contact with strangers, and other potentially troublesome behavior. One player is an Israeli company called United Parents, which offers a product that runs on a PC that looks over your child's shoulder but doesn't report a transcript of what the child is doing, but rather alerts the parents if there is something that they need to follow up on. To find out more, I spoke by phone with CEO Hannah Levy.
The service keeps kids safe online by alerting their parents when bad things, when risky cases are detected, when kids are putting themselves or are exposed to any kind of risks coming from cyberbullying, online predators, and other kind of stuff like that. The service gives the parents an alert in an email or SMS, in a text message, in a very early manner, so the parents can eventually go to the child, initiate a discussion, and then take the child out of this risky situation.
Okay, so let's talk technically for a minute about how it works. Is this something that's installed on a computer, or is it something that happens over the web? What is the technology that makes this happen?
The parent needs to go to United Parents' website, register there. It's a very simple process, and then directly he goes to the download page where he downloads an application to the child's machine, whether it's a laptop or a desktop, or where the child is connecting to the internet. From now on, the parent doesn't really have to do anything, because the data is being collected, and then we will alert the parent when something happens. Actually, we will collect the information about who's using the computer and tell the parent these and these nicknames and emails are being used from this computer. Please associate these to the child. And then when something happens, when the child is in a case of risk or is being solicited, then an alert or a text message will be sent to the parent, and then he'll be able to read the information. From that point, the parent will be able to go to our website or the private part of the website and see the information there in a much more detailed manner, get tips of what to do next. All this will come in a very early manner, so the parent will be able to pull the child out of this situation in case it's a risky one.
Now, you mentioned computer, but what if the child's using a tablet, a mobile phone, or is at a computer somewhere else, maybe at a friend's house or at a library?
Today, we're not supporting the mobile platforms and iPads and this kind of stuff. We will support them in the future. Regarding using a computer that is not at the house, or a computer that is not installed with our software, so in some cases we will be able to trace back what has happened or what was mentioned in the other computer, because when a child goes into Messenger or Facebook, the application itself leaves some traces of information that later on is reachable by our software. So we'll be able, next time the child will go into the computer in which the application is installed on, our software will be able to take all that information that wasn't there. But in these cases, currently we're not supporting these platforms as of today.
So you have no APIs that hook you into Facebook. In fact, I was going to ask you again also how you interface with Facebook's privacy policy, because, of course, unless you know the child's password or are the child's friend, the information that a child posts on Facebook is not publicly available to a parent or anybody else.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So we're not using Facebook's API, and we're not capturing the child's credentials, no nickname or email or no password. Whether the application is there and where the child goes, then this is what the application captures. The information is kept securely on our servers, and then we analyze it. So we know what a child has seen, and then we analyze the data and send alerts according to this analysis, and we do not disclose this information to the parent or to anyone else. Mm-hmm. So the parent will get eventually an alert that maybe a child is involved in some sort of a risky case where a child is about to meet with someone who he doesn't know, he or she doesn't know from the real life, that he might be a little bit older than him, etc. But we're not going to disclose the child's private information to the parent, and that's a really nice thing, because we do the analysis instead of parents needing to go into all that chat data and screen captures to do the analysis by himself.
So, you're not disclosing the specifics of the conversation, just that a conversation or an event took place which, for whatever reason, might set off an alarm, but without getting into details as to exactly what they might have said.
We're not disclosing any part of the conversation. So our alert will look like your daughter, who is 12 years old, because you told us she's 12 years old, is now chatting with someone who is not acquainted with her from real life. Mm-hmm. And he seems to be in his 40s. Now, yeah. That kind of alert is an alarming situation for a parent, even without really knowing all the tiny details of how we reached this analysis. And we reached these conclusions after looking at the conversation over a long period of time, comparing to some profile, etc., that gives us the ability to alert the parent with an informative alert, but without overwhelming the parent with too much information. And without breaking the child's privacy, of course.
Are the children informed that the software is running in the PC? Can it run in stealth mode, or must the child know it's running?
It can run in stealth mode. Our advice is for parents is to tell their children that there is something that will keep them safe online in their internet endeavors. However, the parents can choose to keep it in stealth mode, and it doesn't have to tell the child that is installing something or something is running there. We believe most children will not be able to even to notify that it's there if the parent doesn't want them to know that it's there.
And I'm curious why you did that, because many of the newer parental monitoring programs actually do not operate in stealth mode. They must. Put up a disclosure. Why did you choose to make stealth an option?
We took that decision because some parents, we identified that some parents would like to monitor their children in such a way that they are aware that the child may be putting himself in a risky situation, but he doesn't really want to be safe and monitored. And monitored. The other side of this coin is that we are showing, or we are making sure that there is no privacy issue for the child here. So even if the child is aware to that is being monitored, he or she will be able to immediately notice that nothing from his chat or screenshots is being shared with anyone. So that's a sort of situation that we let the parent take the decision that is according to his beliefs, but we encourage the parent to tell the children and to make sure that children have a buy-in to this product, because it's not breaking their privacy.
And how do people learn more about the product, and what does it cost to subscribe?
So it costs nothing. Actually, it comes to our belief that kids should be safe on the internet. And we built it that way so parents will be able to take it anywhere and install it without needing to pay or to even put a credit card. And more information can be found in our website at unitedparents.com.
And how do you monetize it if you don't charge for it?
We will monetize it from offering some premium features. These are currently not offered, so it's totally free, not a trial version, not limited in time or functionality. Currently, it's all free. As you go.
The company is located in Israel, is that correct?
The company is located in Israel and has some roots in Palo Alto, California.
Hanan Lavi, CEO of United Parents, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Lavi. It was a pleasure to talk with you.